Good morning.
Good morning.
Our song this morning is a short one, Follow, Follow, on following Jesus. And a book kind of fell into my hands this week. Every Tuesday is story time at the Amelia S. Given Library. And my new method of picking books is as I'm chasing Eleanor around the library. And as I rounded the stack in the nonfiction, this book caught my eye. Kisses from Kate. Has anyone ever read it? It's by Katie Davis, a young lady who has chosen for her life's work to be a missionary in Uganda. And I'm just going to read a paragraph of the book because she explains it well herself. This is Katie Davis. Sometimes it hits me like a brick on the head. My life is kind of insane. I am 22 years old. I have 14 children, 11 of whom are currently being homeschooled. We so often have extra people staying with us, dying grandmothers, destitute refugees, or severely malnourished children, that I am forever doing a head count before I begin making meals. Most days, though, bumping along these red dirt roads in my 16-passenger van full of singing or screaming children, neighbors, and occasionally our pet monkey, seems completely normal, so much that I have a hard time writing about it. To me, there is nothing very spectacular about this everyday craziness. It is just the result of following Jesus into the impossible, doing the little I can, and trusting him to do the rest. She followed her heart to follow Jesus by living in Uganda, and she went on to adopt 14 children. This was written in 2008, and so I did a Google search because Google can tell us everything, and I'm happy to report she's still doing well, living in Uganda, changing a little bit that she can by following Jesus. And I realized that in Uganda, grandmothers don't get to take their children to the library if you're living in the poorest parts of Uganda. You've watched your children die of AIDS, and you're trying to struggle to raise your grandchildren. So this week, it's making me more grateful of the gifts that I have and looking how can we follow Jesus. Not all of us can pick up and go to Uganda, but we can each do what we can in our own way to follow Jesus.